As St. John's prepares for a forecasted $1.77 million increase to the Mile 1's operating budget, of course due to the pandemic, Growler says he can offer a solution. The city of St. John says there has been nothing put forward to them yet, but they are looking forward to seeing what happens with the Mile 1. VOCM's Victoria Badcock spoke with Councillor Jamie Korab.
The city's certainly open if there's any party, whether it be Dean McDonald or any group that was looking to purchase Mile 1. We're certainly open to talks. You know, one thing I will add is we had a KPMG study done last year, and that basically looked at all buildings similar, convention centers and arenas across Canada, and the only center that was sold was the Halifax Convention Center, and that was sold because they'd built a new center. So it's not a common practice, but you know, if there was an offer to come forward, it's something we would look at. We've never received an offer from the team, the Dean McDonald or any group to purchase. There's no talks ongoing right now. So, you know, if there was again a group interested, it'd be something they'd need to, you know, express an interest, put something forward to us. But as of right now, there's been no offer for the convention center or Mile 1 ever put forward to the city of St. John's or the board.
And Councillor Korab, what would be, just say Dean McDonald came tomorrow and said, okay, let's do it and let's start. What does the process look like?
Yeah, that's something we'd have to look at because this is a city asset. You know, it was built with taxpayers' money. It's operated largely with taxpayers' money. I know Mile 1 usually recoups about 75%, or St. John's Entertainment recoups about 75% of their expenses. They get back through events and ticketing, food and beverage and whatnot. So if a group did come forward, we'd have to go back. As again, it is something that's owned by the residents. So it's something we have to see if the residents are interested in, firstly, in us selling, you know, because part of our city plan is having something, a place where people want to live, work, play, and have things to do. And Mile 1 certainly would be something like that. And it'd be my understanding that, you know, any group or this group looking to purchase would run it similarly to how we run it. But also we'd have to look at, under our Public Procurement Act, with how we would sell this asset. So if I don't even know if we'd be able to directly sell to someone, we may have to put it to an RFP to see if there are other interesting parties. So if someone put it forward, we'd have to look at it. We'd have to vet it through legal, through the board of directors, which I'm the chair of, and certainly the St. John City Council.
Meanwhile, Korab says that they want to see big things happen for Mile 1, but they are not willing to spend the taxpayer money right now to do it.
The more events we can get in that arena, whether it is a private operator or it's a city, you know, it would certainly be better for the residents here. You know, right now we operate it, you know, on a low risk. We don't want to spend taxpayers' money to bring in a big act for it not to be successful and cost the taxpayers' money. There's been events across Canada where municipalities have done that, and it's not necessarily a good business practice. So they very well, a private operator could come in and, you know, bring in potentially more business, more acts. But at the same time, what is the valuation of that building? You know, to build a building like that now would be, you know, $100+ million. So, you know, big thing would be the cost of selling it. So, you know, there's a lot of unknowns right now. So it's speculation. But, you know, again, we've had no talks. There's been nothing put forward to us. So we're certainly open to seeing what's happening.
That was St. John's City Councillor Jamie Korab speaking about the prospective future of the Mile 1 Centre.